It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I know. I got it. All right, here we go. We are doing league rules, Coach. Coaching Youth.
League
welcome
rules.
Welcome to Coaching YouTube. Coach is looking at me. So anybody that is watching on YouTube, he's looking at me like, what are you doing? I literally, we batch these. We'll tell people we batch them.
Yeah.
So we stopped and I literally hit record right away. I didn't even give him a chance to breathe before starting the next podcast.
I love it. Let's go.
Because, yeah, you know, we got to get moving. We got stuff to do. You know, I'm in still season when we're doing this. Hopefully,
that's true, yeah.
Hopefully, by the time this one goes up, I'm a state champion. I will.
Let's put it out there.
Congratulations
on your state championship.
Thank you.
Coach.
Thank you. Look at the trophy here. I'll eat my desk. There's a couple really good teams in our state this year. We're talking about league rules. Now, what did you mean by league rules?
Yeah. So again, another great question in our Facebook group. And I hear this again, these are, you know, I hear them over and over again. With a lot of rec leagues, there are very specific rules, substitution rules, where players can play defense, press break, no press, or press, no press, zone or no zone. And coaches like to bend the rules, right? For that victory, right? And, you know, it's frustrating if you're a rule follower. And the question came up of, you know, fellow coach doesn't want to be a tattletale, right? How do you handle in game and post game when a coach bends those rules? And it's a tough spot to be in because a lot of times your kids recognize, hey, coach, they're in a zone. I thought we can't do zone. Right. Or they're picking us up at half.
First of all, sometimes the officials don't know if you're in a zone or a man.
Correct.
That's part of the issue. Cause I got asked to leave once at a youth. I was the parent. I wasn't even coaching. And they thought we were in a zone and we were in man. And I said, we're in man. Watch. We're following the guys through cuts. We weren't in it. We were in man. But it looked like it because the man was so good.
Was it pack line?
It was.
Yeah.
So anyway, me personally don't deal with it at the time. That's me personally. You go to the commissioner, you go to who runs the league, you go to that after the fact. You're really not going to do anything at the time, I don't believe. I just don't think that it's solvable for the most part at the time. That's what I know. That's what I've noticed. It's not solvable. It's only going to cause conflict. You're only going to be on YouTube or Twitter or something like that, or TikTok. I over time I've just never seen it solved. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think they a great suggestion, and I'm actually in the on the board of a rec league in a local community, and you know, definitely comes up. We get coaches saying, "I thought we couldn't do this. Thought we couldn't do that." This other team did that. And what we do is we educate the refs.
And dude, the that's refs, a good idea.
The refs definitely know the rules. Sometimes they forget based on, oh, this third grade team has this set of rules, that the eighth grade team has this set of rules. So what I would suggest, when you go, when your game started, just ask the ref, hey, and do be more inquisitive about it than telling them, giving them the rules and saying, here are the rules. I want to make sure you understand them before the game starts. Ask them. It's like, hey, where do we, so they all, so for example, okay, can we do a zone? Oh no, you can't do a zone. Okay. And you already know the answer to the question, but it reinforces to them that, oh yeah, this is a league where you can't do a zone. Or they say, well, what grade? The ref may say, what grade is this? Oh, it's fifth grade. Oh yeah, you guys can't do a zone in fifth grade. It helps the ref also recall the rules. Or you can say, like, this one was specific to a rotation rule that, all basically an all play rule, right? And the question on Facebook that we got, and hey, what's the all play rule again? What if I have this situation and maybe come up with a situation? So again, you're educating the rest or reminding, not educating the rest, but reminding them that this is fifth grade. Here's the, what's the rule in fifth grade?
And the thing is, what we used to do is print it off and put it on the scores table.
Right. That's yeah. And that's what somebody suggested too. Yeah,
So
exactly.
it's there because
That's right.
the problem is it's like it's me versus them versus whatever. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't always work that way.
And especially then you get heated in a game, and then you sound like the, you're the one that's the bad coach who's, yelling at the refs and you can't do that, and they're like disagreeing with you, and like then you have a copy of the rules right there, and then they can reference the rules and just be respectful to the refs about it, 'cause they deal with so much crap, maybe $25 to $45 per game. They're gonna automatically assume that you're attacking them, right? So I think it's the
Yes,
best way to handle it.
it is. It is. It really is. And you're right. So for youth coach, it's similar to when you're coaching. It's the end of the game, and maybe your kid's going to try to take a ch it's for a little reminders to the officials. Helps. Like, hey, we're down two, and Johnny's going to try to take a charge here. So just if you can watch that, or hey, remember, so and so's kind of stepping over the line. Can you watch that? Like, it's the reminder at the beginning of the game. Hey, remember, there's no zones at third through fifth. Can you just watch that? Well, okay, blah, blah, blah. It helps. That helps a lot.
When you first started teaching, though, and I know that I'm going to ask you a high school question. The rules in the official rules for high school, it's a thick,
Book.
small print book.
Yes, it is.
Did you, I mean, and I guess what was your process when you first started? Did you go through the rules?
I memorized
And
that rule book basically.
I mean, how did you just reinforce? And there's a lot of stuff in there, like
There's too much. It's too much. I have some official friends that I go to. Like I was asking
I
one
did,
of my official friends about like jump balls. Like when can you move on the circle? Like because can once the ball's thrown up, then you can move kind of thing. The guys in the middle have to stay in the circle, but the rest of them can kind of move. So it's just kind of some of those things as far as, I
That's what I
spent a
did
lot
too.
of time learning that.
And if you've been on the podcast before, we interviewed a ref on some of those detailed rules. That's a good point.
It is a good point. All right, anything else, Coach?
No, just go check out the Facebook group at Coaching Youth
Youth
Hoops
Hoops.
on Facebook. Give us a We would love a 5-star review from
Yes.
you, and a comment. And if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're not, then just move
Yeah. Just
on.
ignore us then.
Just
Ignore
ignore.
us. Yeah.
That's
All
right.
right.
It's
Till
all you.
next week, coach.
Till next time.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.